This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Roger Miller may be king of the road, but it looks like every road has to end sometime. Back in the 60s, Roger assigned all his copyrights to Sony Records. Unfortunately, the road ran out for Roger when he died in October 1992, leaving everything to his widow Mary. Earlier in 1992, Sony had applied for renewal of all Roger's copyrights, which was granted with an effective date of January 1993, 2 months after Roger died. Mary claimed the gap in ownership meant that she, not Sony, owned all the rights. A federal district court agreed and awarded her $903,000 in damages for infringement, but the appeals court reversed, ruling that copyright ownership vests at the time the renewal application is filed, not when it is granted. So for Mary, it's not exactly a world full of love, but having been married to the king of the road, it's not the Dark Side of the Moon or Heartbreak Hotel either, and as Roger once said, I'll just pick up my heart and go home.
Mama, man! Means by no means king of the road.
This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.